Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, home of the 2025 Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a sensory overload Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular guest host and co-host, Bob Ike, in just a minute. But a lot going on today. We've got serious Breeders' Cup implications with winning your in races at Santa Anita. It's opening weekend at Santa Anita. Closing weekend at Churchill Downs has the Lucas Classic today. You've got more Breeders' Cup preps at Aqueduct. Carryovers in the pick six at both Aqueduct and Santa Anita, and a lot of other news throughout the week that we've got to cover. So we've got a lot to do. Let me bring in Bob Ike here. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John, and you're right. Sensory overload Saturday. You better have your head on a swivel today because you got to take in all the stakes racing from around the country. We're about a month in front of the Breeders' Cup, and it's time to go to work, John.
Absolutely. Looking forward to some great cards around the country. First of all, though, let's recap what happened last Saturday with Breeders' Cup implications, and that was the Pennsylvania Derby. We had mentioned how important a race it was for Baeza. Well, he answered a lot of questions last Saturday, Bob.
Yeah, he did. He was really good, John, and this was a horse that I was starting to question because he only had a maiden win to his credit, even though he had obviously run in, you know, all the top races, the Triple Crown races. He'd faced Sovereignty three times, but he put it all together, and I was impressed by the way he came away. He finished off his business, and his second career win ends up being in the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby. Not a bad one to kind of go forward from here. He looks like a serious Breeders' Cup Classic horse to me, and this three-year-old crop, John, just continues to prove itself over and over again.
Absolutely. Baeza got a buyer speed figure of 105 in that race. And, Bob, you can just see him mentally catching up. He's a late foal, and he's kind of been behind chasing the top three-year-olds like Sovereignty and Journalism all year long. But he's catching up now, and he might be getting really good at the right time. We'll have to see what happens there. His next race is scheduled to be the Breeders' Cup Classic. Well, we mentioned a lot of Breeders' Cup implications on the line today, Bob. And let's talk a little bit about some of the things we won't see today. Jockey Paco Lopez was scheduled to ride four horses at Santa Anita today, including First Mission in the Goodwood, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, Paco, who was given a lengthy suspension months ago when, you know, he was in the wrong. He struck a horse across the neck or the face, and he was given a lengthy suspension. Part of that suspension was he could not have any more whip infractions or any kind of infractions. And apparently, Heisa did not like the way he rode Bookham Dano in the stakes race at Saratoga. They said he raised the whip above his shoulder four times, which is not legal at this point in time. And he has been slapped with another 6 months. John, I think this is excessive. I watched the race at Saratoga. Yes, Paco does raise the whip up maybe a little bit high. I saw nothing abusive about it. He's trying to win a grade one race. And I think PETA definitely has the ear of Heisa. They complained a lot about this race, and Heisa has now slapped him with 6 months. I know Paco's lawyer is trying to get a stay of suspension. I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but I think it's an excessive penalty, in my opinion.
Well, another part of the fallout, just before we came on the show, Mike Welsh from Daily Racing Form on X posted a statement that the trainer, Derek Ryan of Bookham Dano, he says they will not go in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He was going to be one of the favorites in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's had a terrific year, but he will not go. And part of the reason is his regular rider, Paco Lopez, has been handed what he called a disgraceful suspension. So already some fallout from this decision affecting the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, and that's a horse we love, John. I mean, he lays it down every single time. And we won't get to see him now in the Breeders' Cup. I kind of have respect for the connections, though, to make this stand. I mean, somebody's going to have to do it. If the jockeys aren't going to get in line and kind of support their own brethren, then maybe it's up to the trainers and owners to call into question what's happening. So I respect the decision. Sorry to see that horse not coming to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
Well, at Churchill Downs today, the 2024 Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, is going to run in the Lucas Classic, but he's not going to have his regular rider, Brian Hernandez Jr.
Yeah, Brian was involved in a nasty spill last Sunday at Churchill, the third race on the card. I did not see it, John, and obviously they're not showing it on the replay, but Brian had broken ribs, punctured lung. He's already had surgery and came out of that well. He's going to be laid up for quite a while. So he is the regular rider for Mystic Dan and also Torpedo Anna. It was announced Flavian Pratt will ride her in the race at Keeneland and then into the Breeders' Cup. So one of the real good guys in racing, kind of got to know him on that Netflix series on the Derby, and he just seems like a first-class guy, excellent rider, and obviously came through in the biggest races on those horses. So we're going to hopefully have a speedy recovery and get Brian back as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think he's a very underrated rider, just a terrific position rider. We're wishing Brian Hernandez a speedy recovery. And Flaviana Pratt, again, he will pick up the mount on Thorpita Anna in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. I think she goes in the Spinster next week at Keeneland as her prep race. One other, I guess we can call it a jockey, Pat Valenzuela had applied to be relicensed as a jockey, and the decision came down this week and from the California Horse Racing Board. It was not in his favor.
No, the CHRB has denied PVAL a license. I think that's the third straight time he's been denied when he's gone into these hearings. And at 62 or 63 years old, it kind of looks like the end of the line for PVAL. He's always had that hope of coming back. I think it's been about a decade since he's ridden a competitive race. A great, great rider in his prime. Obviously, his troubles off the track are well documented. Hall of Fame type writer, but it kind of looks like the end of the line, John.
Yeah, it looks like, I think he's 62 or he's over 60 years old now. So, you know, it's getting late if he was going to make a comeback. Let's talk about at Santa Anita opening day yesterday, they debuted a new wager, the $1 Sunset Six, a pick six wager with no consolations for five that involves the last three races at Gulfstream Park and the last three at Santa Anita. On a daily basis, and I would call that a very modest opening. The handle on the very first Sunset Six, just $14,949. Nobody hit it, so there is a carryover today of just over $12,000 in that wager.
Yeah, John, I would be concerned if I were Santa Anita about cannibalizing my product, because you already have the Coast to Coast, which had proven to be a very popular weekend bet. And now you add the Sunset Six. There's a lot of crossover on those races. Today, for example, Santa Anita 8, Gulfstream races 10 and 11 are part of both. So I think you're cannibalizing the product. You also have to worry about what it's doing to your traditional pick six pool. There is a carryover there as well, but only $28,475 on opening day of the fall meet. Unheard of for... I mean, back in the day, John, that you had a carryover in the pick six, it would have been $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. I would also worry about it cannibalizing the late pick three at Santa Anita, since that's proving to be a popular bet. And in the Sunset Six, you have the last three races at Santa Anita. So I just think we're at the point now, John, where there's just too many rolling bets. There's a finite amount of money out there. It's not like people are printing money to come and play these extra bets. There's a finite amount of cash out there, and we seem to get more and more of these rolling bets, and I just think at some point enough is enough. But we'll see how they go. I mean, I like new ideas and new innovations. I'm just not sure the Sunset Six is really a new innovation.
Well, the thing that worries me about that bet more than anything, Bob, is that using the last three at Gulfstream and the last three at Santa Anita, there's a long gap between the last three races at Gulfstream and then you go to the last three races at Santa Anita. That's money tied up that is not going to create churn and handle for the racetrack. It's going to sit there out of play until you get the results. So I don't know if it's beneficial or not, but we're going to monitor and see what happens to the pools. We'll get a little better read on the pick five, the Coast to Coast today and tomorrow, and see where that's at. Let's talk a little bit about one of the features today, Bob, before we do our regular handicapping, and that's the Goodwood Stakes today. And it's an interesting race in that we have First Mission coming in from out of town. Umberto Rispoli will be named as the replacement rider for Paco Lopez there. And then we have the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner coming back, Full Serrano, off a comeback win at Del Mar, going a mile and eighth today. And this is a win and you're in for the Classic. So should Full Serrano win, he would have a decision to make.
Yeah, definitely. And there's going to be one scratch. Gaming is coming out. So it's a field of six. And the first thing I'll say, John, is the morning line is wrong. I see no possible way that Full Serrano is not going to be favored in the race and be a pretty solid favorite in here. So I'll be shocked. I'll eat crow if First Mission goes off as the actual favorite. He's 8-5 on the morning line. Full Serrano's 2-1. I love Full Serrano's comeback win at Del Mar. He had been away since that Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, where he was a winner at 13-1 and came back off the 10 or 11 month layoff and just really aired it out against a modest allowance field. It wasn't a strong field, but he did it the right way. I think he dominates in here personally. I think he's the clear speed of the race. We know he can get a mile and an eighth because he almost got the mile and a quarter of the Pacific Classic a year ago at Del Mar. So I think he's a good thing in this spot. We've got Privman in here, named for our good friend Jay, who's stepping up. Bob Baffert also has Nevada Beach in here, another three-year-old. So those are improving three-year-olds. They're going to get tested today. I think Full Serrano's the winner today of the Goodwood, and it's a win, and you're in. And you're right, we'll find out. Will he tackle the heavy heads in the Classic, or will he come back and try to defend in the Breeders' Cup Mile? Well, we'll see after today's events in going as race number 9 at Santa Anita.
Well, Bob, you were one of many of the guys on the show last week that gave us a winner. You gave a sister Troyanne at Churchill Downs last week at $7.56. I know you've done the work. You have your sheet out for Santa Anita today. So let's get a radio play from you.
Yeah, John, and how about all of our guys last Saturday? I know you're going to recap them, and we'll go through as we get each of them on. I think we had 6 radio winners. The guys really did a fantastic job, and I'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to go to race 6 today at Santa Anita, and that is the John Henry, a mile and a quarter on the turf race. And I think Stay Hot has an excellent chance to turn the tables on Gold Phoenix today. Last time out at Del Mar, Gold Phoenix won the Del Mar Handicap for the 4th straight year. He loves it down there. I don't think he's quite as good at 10 as he is at Del Mar, and I think Stay Hot gets the jump on him. He's more tactical. He's going to cut back a little bit in distance, an eighth of a mile today. He likes it here at Santa Anita. So I think it's Stay Hot's turn. 6th race today. It's the 6 horse, Stay Hot. He's 5-2. Second choice on the morning line. That will be my radio play. John, you also gave us a winner at Los Al and Fly Zapper. That paid $8.60. We also want to get that number out for the South Point. Lots going on up there. It's a great time of the year to get up to Vegas. I was just there earlier in the week. The weather's cooling down. It's a lot of fun. So, John, give us the South Point number and give us a winner for 2 weeks in a row by the Lindo Report.
Well, you've got college football already underway today. You've got the Ryder Cup going on. You've got the horses this afternoon and pro football tomorrow. A lot of reasons to get out to Las Vegas and enjoy the weekends. Give a call to Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. And a reminder, we will be having a Breeders' Cup seminar after day one, that Friday, Halloween, 6 o'clock in the Grand View Lounge right next to the race book there. We'll go over the Saturday card. John Hardoon and I will be there with Ralph Sirocco. So come on out and say hi, and we'll have the big ballroom open for watching, wagering, and enjoying the Breeders' Cup Saturday at the South Point. For my play today, Bob, I did a Lindo report for both Santa Anita, and then I also did the late pick 5 at Churchill Downs. I'm going to go to Churchill Downs today, 11th and final race. Number 2, Sway House, stood in the gates when the gates opened in his debut, spotted the field about 10 lengths. He really finished well. He ended up splitting the field, and then he galloped out in front. I thought it was a huge effort overall. He is broken okay in the mornings. I hope that this was just a one-time thing. If he breaks today, he's going to be tough to beat. 4-1 on the program, number 2, Sway House, race number 11 at Churchill Downs. Bob, before we go to break, I know you wanted to update a couple of things, not only with Tom Knuse, but with our friend Jeff Siegel.
Yeah, let's start with Jeff first. He ran a horse yesterday that he owns with Eric Sondheimer named Surfin' USA. It was a first-time starter, ran well, finished well to be 4th, and Jeff has gone through a lot of health issues lately, and everyone in racing knows Jeff's credentials. He's done just about everything you can do in this game. So think a good thought for Jeff Siegel, and let's hope Surfin' USA comes back and wins in career start number 2. Also, just wanted to mention Tom Knuse, the jock agent for Antonio Frasu, has made a movie, and it's going to be showing at the Ice House at 4 o'clock on Monday. That's in Pasadena. And Tom is kind of has a second career as a movie maker and a writer, and does a real good job. And the donations and proceeds will go towards helping out longtime agent Vince DeGregory, who's over 90 years old now. So come out and support that if you can. Monday at the Ice House, 4 p.m., come out and support Tom Knuse, Vince DeGregory.
Well, thanks for those updates, Bob. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob Mazursky. He'll go over a race at Santa Anita, and so will Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
But my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I would come home low, just when things went right.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, we heard a commercial there for the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. How about our cowbred of the week?
Yeah, and let's make it the sales topper out at that Phasic Tipped Fall California Yearling Sale. Hip number 193, a Corniche filly, a half-sister to Carmelita's Man, purchased for $250,000 by Legacy Ranch. Let's make that our cowbred of the week. And, John, special note to the race today named for John Harris. That's the final race on the card, and very fitting tribute to a man who contributed so much to California racing. And, John, also want to get a word from you on those maiden bonus awards.
Right. You heard those commercials, the maiden bonuses. When you win a maiden special weight, whether it be a restricted maiden special, open, or cowbred, those bonuses are going up, starting with the December meet at Santa Anita. You'll pick up a check for $12,500 to that meet. For all the details, go to ctba.com. And, Bob, I want to welcome a new sponsor. We've got a new group that in with Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Welcome to TwinSpires.com. It's an interface, an ADW company that you and I know very, very well.
Yeah, I've been a TwinSpires user for at least 15 or 20 years, John. Love their interface. It's very easy to navigate. And also, just poking around there today, I noticed that the alternate selections are now available on the multi-race wagers for at least the jurisdictions like California that offer alternates. So that's great news. Take advantage of that when you put your pick fives and pick six, pick fours in. Make sure to use an alternate, and you can do that at TwinSpires.com.
We've called for that for many, many years. Glad to see TwinSpires has added that to the California tracks. And obviously, you don't need those for the pick threes and the doubles. There are rules there. But those pick fours, pick fives, and pick sixes, if you're trying to beat the favorite, you don't want to scratch into that horse. So make sure you use the alternate when you can. That's at TwinSpires.com. Let's go ahead, Bob, and bring in our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky, fresh off the Los Alamitos, a successful Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you two?
We're doing great. One race I wanted you to look at, it's going to be a fun race today, and that's the City of Hope Mile, where we see Johannes coming back off a terrible trip in New York last time. Does he get back on track today at Santa Anita?
Yeah, I think he will. I think, you know, he's the best turf horse in California based on his form last year, and I'm not going to hold that race in New York against him because, like you said, it was one of the most brutal trips you're ever going to see a horse have. So I think getting back here and with that race behind him, I think he'll get the job done today. I guess Final Boss would be the most logical upsetter because he's cutting back to a mile. He might make the lead by himself. I think he's quicker than Cabo Spirit, so I guess that would be the upsetter, but I would be very, very surprised if Johannes didn't rebound today in a big way.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Bob Mazursky?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Congrats on a strong Low Sal meet. And you gave us a winner last week, nighttime $5.80 out at Los Alamitos. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
I'm going to go to the seventh race. I like number 7406 Creed, first off the claim for Jeff Mullins. The horse was a good sprinter up in Canada. He ran in a route race last time. He chased Joint Venture, who came back to win again out of that race. I like that Mullins is protecting the horse after the claim. The way the race is drawn, there is plenty of speed here. I think it'll set up nicely for him. So number 7 in race 7, 406 Creed.
So that's race 7 at Santa Anita, number 7, 406 Creed, 4-1 on the program. That's for Bob Mazursky, and like Bob Ike and myself. And Bob, we all have our plays available at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, we'll let you get going. Thanks so much. You have next Saturday off, so enjoy the Saturday, and good luck to your Packers on tomorrow's card.
Yes, thank you. It should be a good day in Dallas, I think. The way the Cowboys' defense has looked, I think the Packers should have a nice time there.
Well, I think they're going to like that that Dallas secondary. That's just
yes, absolutely. They made Russell Wilson look good. That's all you need to know.
There you go. All right, Bob, enjoy the day. That was Bob Mazursky from Today's Racing Digest. Let's go out to Las Vegas now and talk to Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, I heard it's cooling down a little bit out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're in the 80s now. Very comfortable. This is the time to come to Las Vegas. The fall is so nice here, and not even a need to use the air conditioning 24 hours anymore, so that's nice.
Well, you've got some football going on, not only college, but the pro on Sundays. You know, we had the Ryder Cup running on the TV earlier this morning out here, so a lot going on sports-wise. You got the baseball playoffs starting next week. You're in the right town, but I know you like the horses as much as I do, so let's talk a little bit about another stakes race today at Santa Anita. And my favorite course, 6.5 down the hill at Santa Anita, that's the 80D, and this is a win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. A good field as always, and a very modest morning line favorite, 3-1 for number 1, Reef Runner.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of flawed in this field coming in. Nobody's really totally on top of their game. There's some horses that kind of like downhill course in here, but then again, maybe they're out of form a little bit. A tricky race at best, but maybe a really good gambling race. A horse that interests me at a huge number is the 7, Kale's Angel, who's 12-1. She's a 3-year-old trying older. One thing we know about this guy, he's a sprinter. He's won 4 of 11 lifetime races. All 4 have come sprinting, one of which is when he broke his maiden last August. at Del Mar. Juan Hernandez gets aboard. I think this one wants to come from off the pace and have a target to run at. And maybe he's a three-year-old that's still developing. Some of these others, I don't know. I'm not too keen on for consistency. Let's go with the 7, Kells Angel. The horses to beat, Reef Runner, beat most of these in the Green Flash, was disqualified last time out. He seems super consistent. Yellow Card made a small improvement last time out, winning an allowance race second off a long layoff. Maybe there's some upside there. Tricky race, but maybe a good price play here on the 7 Kells Angel, but I would consider the 1 Reef Runner and the 5 Yellow Card.
So Bruce Finkstein says, keep an eye on number 7, Kells Angel, 12-1 in the 8th race today. That's the Eddie D Stakes down the hill. Bob Ike, what do you have for Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce, part of our murderer's row last week, you gave us 2 great plays out at Churchill. You thought Strong State had an upset chance over Ragtime, but certainly the exacta at 37-20 came back the right way. And then you had a winner at Los Al and Smiling Tizzy, $16. So great week last week, Bruce. Where do you want to go for your first radio pick today?
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. We're just going to – I'm going to do one – just this race at Churchill. Let's call that Santa Anita race, our best long shot. So I wanted to maybe touch on something else real quick. But in the 7th race at Churchill, I think a horse that has real big bounce-back potential is the 7 She's Got Will for Mark Cassie. She came off the bench. She won a sprint race at Saratoga with a big turn of foot coming off a 10-month layoff. Then the regression, but let's take a look closely. That was at Kentucky Downs on a good turf course. We know how unique and weird that turf course is, and some horses just don't run over it all that well that actually have some run. I'm willing to give that horse a buy. She's 3rd off the layoff. Here's the good news, too. She has 1-2 turning. She stretches out here today. She's got a nice late kick. I think she should be set up for her best at a big number. So race 7, number 7, She's Got Will. Listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
So that's Churchill Downs, race 7, number 7, She's Got Will, 8-1 on the program. And then, Bruce, you wanted to touch on something real quick before we go to break?
Yeah, you were talking about Derek Ryan, and it was a shame that Bookham Dano isn't going to run in the Breeders' Cup. And the reason given now, apparently, is that Paco Lopez won't be allowed to ride. I'm not buying it, and I'll tell you why. If you go back to the racing form, after Bookham Dano, was a couple of days after Bookham Dano won the 4-go. Can I give you this quote from Derek Ryan about the Breeders' Cup? Here's what he said. I'm really not that interested in the Breeders' Cup. I have no desire to go there. I'm sure I'll be pressured into it, but the Breeders' Cup is not on my radar. I'm not keen to run him on a track that I don't think will suit him. The stretch is too short. The track is speed favoring. I don't know why they keep running the Breeders' Cup in California. We have some very good tracks here in the East.
Well, they're going to get their chance the next couple of years back there. And I know he's a guy that's planning to go to the Middle East with Bookham Dano. He went this past winter, and I'm sure that's where they'll show up again. But you know what? It was leveraged to get his opinion with what happened with Paco Lopez. So
either way. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those remarks, to be honest with. I don't know about you guys. The short stretch didn't bother Sierra Leone when he won the Breeders' Cup Classic. I wouldn't call him a speed horse. I think he's a little bit of a whiner. I didn't like those remarks particularly. No big deal. We'll have some very good horses in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Maybe he wouldn't have won it anyway.
That's true. But I tell you what, I love to watch that horse run. He just lays his body down.
Yeah, he's a good horse. He's a good horse despite the train.
All right, we'll let you get going with that one. I love that. Good luck today, Bruce. We will catch you later, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll head out to New York, talk to John Hardoon, and then we'll head down and touch base with Scott Shapiro. He's going to take a look at the Lucas Classic for us at Churchill Downs. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because Twin Spires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. Twin Spires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the Twin Spires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. And always a full lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Plus, racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. And just around the corner on Saturday, October 4th, we'll host the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity featuring the nation's top juveniles. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and Futurity winners Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger are among the possible top contenders. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for the trials at the Golden State Million on Saturday, October 4th.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Back at Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we get started with John Hardoon, want to wish you best of luck today. You're in the $4,000 Santa Anita Opening Weekend Challenge, and that is one of a few ways to qualify for the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. Let's get a list out of where you can qualify for the National Horse Players Championship to be in Vegas next March.
Thank you, John. I have fortunate enough to win two entries in today, so I've got some bullets to fire, and that's a $4,000 opening weekend challenge today on track at Santa Anita or through Express Bet. There's also a $210 online tournament at www.horseplayers.com, and there's also a hybrid tourney at Laurel Park, all opportunities to win your way into the NHC 2026.
Well, let's see if we can get some of the guys to give you a hand there with the races today. Is that just Santa Anita races today?
Yes, Santa Anita only out for the $4,000 contest, correct.
We'll go get the money today, Bob, and if you do, remember who your best friends are.
We'll come down and dinner on me, John, opening weekend, Breeders' Cup weekend at Del Mar.
That's a deal. Now I got a rooting interest for you. Let's bring in our next guest. I hear giggling there on the side, and that's John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. And, John, just when I thought the NYRA couldn't irritate me enough, last Sunday, you know, they're in the paddock for the last race. All of a sudden, there's a late scratch. And, the horse wasn't scratched out of the race just for wagering purposes after people had used the horse in the pick four, the pick five, the pick six. And this was something that happened on a preview show 5 hours before the race.
It was ridiculous. First of all, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. What they announced them scratched literally on a pre-race, you know, when guys were handicapping the races early in the day at 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours before the first race went off. And it took them till then to find out. What could I tell you? Naira's a joke. It really is. It's just they don't care. They just don't care. And that's unfortunately the situation we have to deal with.
Well, I just saw that. And again, if you want to irritate players, keep pulling this stuff, and eventually they're all going to walk there. They have other options. Obviously, we talk about it all the time. You do have some good races today, although some of those stakes races really scratched down to nothing. But one that held its field size pretty well, the Vosburgh today, that's the sprint race, goes as race number 9 on the program. One late scratch, number 3, Super Chow, who runs at Delaware Park instead. So you've got a field of 8. And it's a good betting race.
Yeah, by the way, the weather is beautiful here today. There's no rain. It didn't rain since yesterday. And the Woodward, the 6th race, which originally had 7 horses in it, it scratched down to a field of 3. So I don't know if these are Heisa scratches or vet scratches, whatever they are. You can't scratch 4 out of 7 horses in a graded stake and expect people to be happy. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to look at your race. You wanted to talk about the Vosburgh, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Nesh. Draw a line through his last race against Bookham Dano, who was kind of popular in the last segment. I don't think Bruce and Ryan are going out to dinner soon, but whatever the case, his horse was beaten by Bookham Dano last time out, but he had a miserable trip. He gets a rider switch today to Flavian Pratt, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 2, Nesh, to upset and win this year's Vosburgh Stakes.
Before I bring in Bob Ike to ask you about what you like as far as radio plays today, just to note, John, out of the 4 late scratches in the Woodward, 3 of them, Awesome Aaron, number 1, number 4, Film Star, and number 5, Ghoul's Gold, they all run in the Battery Park Stakes tomorrow at Delaware. I mean, I would have thought the Woodward might have been a little bit more prestigious race to give it a shot, but it is what it is. So that's what happened. They're running at Delaware Park tomorrow. So, Bob Ike, let's go ahead and get something we can use today on the radio from Mr. Hardoon.
Hey, John, good morning. You guys have a $110,000 pick 6 carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
All right, well, they have 12 races, and by the way, the pick 6 in New York is a dollar bet. We're going to look at the 11th race today, and I like a 10-1 shot in here. I like the number 6 horse, Judge Davis. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Mike Maker. He claimed him back in July. He freshened him up. Rider switch today to Jose Ortiz, 10-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Judge Davis, upsets and wins today's 11th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
So that's the 11th race, Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 6, Judge Davis, 10-1 on the program for John Hardoon. John, you coming out west for your other play?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 10th race today, the J.C. Harris, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. And I really like a horse in here, number 9, Eiffel, a 3-year-old filly who has 3 career starts. She ran very big 2 starts back. She reacted last time out. Now she cuts back in distance, coming down the hill. 8-1 on the morning line. Antonio Frasua aboard to ride. Number 9, Eiffel, upsets and wins today's 10th race out at Santa Anita.
That's the 10th at Santa Anita. Number 9, Eiffel, 8-1 on the program. That's for John Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets. John, the website and what you have today.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at the Big A, Churchill Downs in Santa Anita. Tomorrow, by the way, closing day at Churchill. So they're going to have a big mandatory payout in their pick 6 if it's not hit today.
Very good, John. We'll let you get going. Enjoy it, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. And now let's touch base with Scott Shapiro. Scott, I know you did a lot of work through Daily Racing Form. You're working that Sunset 6 wager that they have in print. So best of luck as those go along. But I know you look around the country, too. And I wanted you to look at the big race at Churchill Downs today, and that's the Lucas Classic. That'll go as race 10 on the program. Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner from last year, is in there. He will have a different rider today with Brian Hernandez out, and it looks like Francisco Arrieta is going to pick up that mount.
Yeah, and I will give one minor defense of the good to talk to you guys, the Sunset 6, and that it's a retail only bet and it's a dollar wager that has a carryover. So I totally agree with all your points, other than I think the retail only is pretty unique or pretty high quality. So hopefully people give it a shot, and then you get three stakes races in the sequence at Santa Anita. But in terms of the Lucas Classic, this is a good race. I think it's clearly kind of the second tier of the handicap classic division, if you will. You've got Hit Show for Brad Cox coming in off a win against a good horse and not this boy in the West Virginia Governor. As you mentioned, Mystic Dan, Derby winner from last year, gets back to the dirt. Won't have his normal pilot, Brian Hernandez, around. You mentioned Arrieta. He was bored him the one start prior without Brian, and it ended up with a nose victory, not a victory, so could be worth mentioning. And then you have Vanishing, who's my pick in here. Man, this horse is as honest as it gets, and he's actually been getting rest of late. He ran so often, he gets entered in some spots but scratches. But this horse is so cool in the fact that he can win at 6.5 furlongs, he can win at a mile and an eighth. And I just think he's a little better than this field right now. I'm looking to find another horse that might be a little better price. Willie Dees is interesting. It's the Lucas Classic. It'll be the first year, I'm pretty sure, ever that D-Wayne Lucas, unfortunately, won't be presenting the trophy. But it's Mike Maker, his former assistant, who has Willie Dees here along the rail. And if this horse somehow makes the lead, he could be tough to catch. So I like Vanishing over Willie Dees here in the Lucas Classic.
Well, 10th start of the year for Vanishing. This is an old-school warrior. I'm just a fan of the horse, so I hope you're right there, Scott. Bob Ike, what do you have for Scott Shapiro?
Hey, Shapper, good morning. You were up early with the Shappy Hour today. Saw that online. And last week you came with a winner. You gave us a nice one at Parks in the Cotillion. You gave us Clico, the winner, at 1260. Hard-earned victory. Got the money at 5-1. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row, Shapper.
All right, hopefully I hear cheers with Clico, and hopefully we get the back-to-back here. I'm going to go to what I think come out to you guys in the Santa Anita part of the Saturday Sunset 6-6 Race 8, the Eddie D Grade 2. Heard you guys talking about it a little earlier with Bruce, but I like a horse in here, number 8, First Piece. I understand that maybe his current form is in question, but I think he got the prep that he needed in the green flash last time. Of course, this is the horse that won this race last year. He gets the favorable outside draw. He likes his configuration. Much like number 4, Sorrento Sky, I think he's a horse that likes the 6.5 furlong down the hill configuration much more than the 5 furlong. So I like First Piece in here over Sorrento Sky, but we'll go number 8, First Piece, 9-2. In race 8, the Eddie Delahousse.
8th race at Santa Anita, number 8, First Piece, 9-2 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, keep up the good work. We'll be reading about the Sunset plays in the racing form, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. Enjoy the weekend.
That was Scott Shapiro, and let's go ahead and take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett will touch base and get the weather updates in South Florida. And Michael Rollo only has to call one track tonight, so it's almost like an off day for Michael. We'll touch base with him as well at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas.
The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
My heart's on fire.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. A reminder that post time at Santa Anita Day, 1 o'clock, you can see what was formerly known as the California Crown. That's the Goodwood Stakes, the Eddie D, the City of Hope Mile, the John Henry Turf Championship, and the John Harris Stakes. We're already underway with Churchill Downs, where the Lucas Classic and the ACAC are being held. You got five more stakes races at Belmont and Aqueduct today that they're underway as well. So, Bob Ike, if you can't get out to Santa Anita, I know there's a favorite stomping ground that's already open and taking wagers that you go to on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I'll be getting out there soon to the Derby Room at Fairplex. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Great audio-visual presentation as well as a food and beverage menu that is really first class, John. That is the Derby Room at Fairplex.
Well, let's reach out to Toby Callett down in South Florida. I'm sure that it's fast and firm in Toby's Turf Club. But, Toby, you've had all kinds of weather down there during monsoon season this year, and they actually canceled the races last Sunday despite having an all-weather Tapeda track at Gulfstream Park.
That's the second time in 2 months that the all-weather wasn't quite up to all-weather.
What's the prognosis for today? What's it look like so far?
Believe it or not, and it's not a mirage, but there is a field of eight that are on their way to the gate for the first race on turf.
Hey, there we go.
Yep, listed good. There are showers in the area, so no promises that they make it through, but they are on their way to the gate, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. Bob made a good point earlier about too many pools and I thought this for years, that a lot of tracks take too much money out of circulation. But being that Santa Anita is offering the coast-to-coast, and I know there are people within listening, within our hearing our voices, I think I have a nugget for you in the 10th race today at Gulfstream. It's on the dirt. Bottom level, 6250 claimers. But the barn change on the two, Blue Slide Park, I think is enormous. Good 5-pound apprentice, Gilbert Torres, is going to ride. 9-2 on the morning line. I think he's a single in whatever multiple gimmicks you're playing. You want to play the race itself. The 7, Looney Sima. The 4, Kiki Love. And the 3, Major King, will round it out. 2743 could be all you and me, John.
Well, that's perfect. That'll go into all those rolling wagers at Gulfstream Park in Santa Anita today. 10th race at Gulfstream, number 2, Blue Slide Park, 9-2 on the program. And if you're playing the exotics, the 2 over the 7-4-3 for Toby. Toby, thanks so much. That'll help us out, and we will try and cash and talk to you again and get another next Saturday.
Well, maybe not, but we'll talk about that. I'm going to be on the road, in the air, on the show, but I'll send you a pick if you'd like.
Not a problem. Just keep me posted, and we'll touch base soon.
Thanks.
That was Toby Callett from the Turf Club down there at Gulfstream Park in southern South Florida. And let's go now to, I guess he's not the hardest working guy in the game this weekend. He finally gets called a single card. That's at Los Alamitos tonight, and that's track announcer Michael Rona. Michael, first of all, a terrific meet at the Los Angeles, Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet during the daytime. I thought you guys did a wonderful job out there. Great hearing you, and I want to congratulate you on your call in the 7th race last week. There was a first-time starter named Tina Turner. And when my wife heard the name of the horse, she stopped and looked around, who's that? And then she heard you say, Tina Turner is better than all the rest, so you added a new fan to your list. My wife, Vanella, is now a Michael Rona fan.
Oh, well, that's very nice to know. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Most of my race calling is spontaneous, but I'm not going to pretend that race call was. As soon as I saw the name, I thought, well, that's surely lending itself to something. And the first thing that floated through my mind was simply the best. But every time I thought about saying that, I cringed. It just seemed a little too contrived and obvious, and I wasn't comfortable with it. But then I thought, well, there's another line in the song that might actually work better. And I thought that I would be comfortable enough saying better than all the rest. And I'm pleased your wife got a kick out of it.
Oh, she absolutely did. And she said, oh, who was that? I said, that's Michael Rona. She goes, oh, okay. Well, tell him I'm a fan. I said, okay, you got it. So anyways, you can add one to your list of the fan base there. And it was great to hear and great to see Tina Turner in the winner's circle in Southern California. Well, we don't have any stakes races this weekend, but Bob Ike, we got some other information we've got to get out for Los Alamitos. So why don't you get up to date with Michael Rona?
Yeah, I actually got to see Michael a couple times on Sunday when I was out there. He was nice enough to come down to the Vessels room and say hi to our group. So, Michael, always great to see you, and congrats on the Kentucky Down Los Al double that you did and the night racing as well. Tell us about a post time for tonight, and let's get a pick from you.
Thanks so much, Bob. It was always good to visit with you and the group last weekend down there at Vessels. First post tonight is 6:20. No stakes races this weekend, but you could call it the calm before the storm. It's a very big weekend coming up next week at Los Alamitos with the equine sale both Saturday and Sunday beginning at 12 o'clock. You can check out losalamitosequinesale.com for those details. And a big night of trials Saturday night for the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity. For tonight's pick, I'll go to race 4, a 1,000-yard condition claimer for 3-year-olds and up. I like to drop into the claiming ranks for number 6, Nightbird, It's OK, who's been thereabouts in allowance races for some time since breaking the maiden in February. Well-drawn, has some pace, sitting outside the other speed in the field, and should get a good trip. I think this race is tailor-made for career win number 2. For Nightbird, It's OK, number 6 in race 4.
I'm looking at the 4th race. I'm not seeing that number. Are we sure we have the right race number there?
Oh, you know what? I've made a terrible error. That's a Sunday selection that I did for the preview show that we do, the webcast preview show. My apologies, mate. I've got my calendar all screwed up.
That's okay. We can bet that tomorrow. We'll just hold on to that because we're basically out of time, Michael. But that's all right. We'll put that on the fence and we'll cash that Sunday night. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Elise Diaz in the studio. Thanks to all the handicappers, and hope they stay hot like they were last week. We'll try and cash some more tickets. You got Mike Willman here tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the racing, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Good luck, everybody.
I know this here in the Telegraph. For a beer, I'll bite. I hear